Germany needs Trump migration policies, says U.S. tourist after getting stabbed while defending women. By Kurt Zindelka on August 29, 2025. An American who suffered a stab wound to the face while protecting two women from a group of migrants in Germany has argued that the country should adopt a Trump-style crackdown on immigration for the safety of its citizens. John Rudet, a 21-year-old model and paramedic who was traveling as a tourist in the German city of Dresden, literally came face to face over the weekend with the issues brought on by the open borders agenda imposed on the country by Berlin. While riding a tram in the famously picturesque city, Rudet witnessed a group of migrant men harassing two women near him on the car. After interceding on their behalf and trying to de-escalate the situation, one of the men began punching Rudet and he fought back. "At that time, I heard a quick click. I looked to my right and saw a man that I had never seen before with a brutal expression on his face. He lifted up his hand and cut me across the face," he told GB News. "It was a big surprise. I never expect to get in a knife altercation. I have witnessed and experienced firsthand that this problem is only getting worse." When asked if he thought the German people would appreciate a stronger approach towards migration, like that taken by US President Donald Trump, Rudet said, "I think the German people would really appreciate policies like that. I think the German people would like feeling safe on their own transportation systems. I hope that the German government and the people of Germany push for exactly that policy for more safety." Rudet said that he has been contacted by hundreds of people from Germany to relay their own negative experiences with mass migration and how it has degraded public safety over the past 10 years. "People tell me they are afraid to use the tram, and understandably so, look at my face," he said. "I completely understand where they are coming from." So far, Dresden police have arrested one suspect allegedly involved in the attack on the American tourist, a 21-year-old from Syria. Police had arrested him following the stabbing after he attempted to flee the scene. Yet, the Syrian national was released hours later, with the force claiming that they did not have evidence to show that he was involved in the actual stabbing, in contrast to a second suspect, who remains at large. However, amid international attention on the case, the Syrian migrant was arrested again on Tuesday after further investigations showed that he had allegedly injured Rudet with a dangerous object. The search continues for the other suspect. Despite suffering a deep wound on his nose and upper lip, forcing him to undergo emergency surgery, Rudet has remained positive about his injuries, telling German news outlet Sachsen TV that he is not in pain and that he is proud of this scar. He said that he has received a lot of support from the people of Dresden, which he said he considers a second home after spending a lot of time in the German city. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.